This goes to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan. M like Mary, O-H-A-N like November. Fax 810-275-0307. Regarding Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Zingery, Z-I-N-G-E-R-Y. Date of birth is February 3rd of 1958. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Zingery, who was seen in consultation on October 9th, 2025, for fluctuating and elevated levels of creatinine. She also has had anemia with iron deficiency that continues to progress, as well as elevated platelet count, but normal white count. She had some labs done for our practice, 312 of 26, and creatinine had previously been 1.07 and 0.95, but it was on the rise again up to 1.19 with estimated GFR of 50. Her sodium was 138, potassium was 5.4, again elevated, carbon dioxide 25, calcium is 9.7, albumin 4.2, liver enzymes were normal, the hemoglobin A1C was 7.0, reticulocyte count was in the normal range, hemoglobin was down to 9.7, hematocrit was 33.6, platelets were up to 829,000, and differential was normal. Urinalysis, negative for blood and 2-plus protein. Ferritin level was low at 4. Iron saturation percentage was 5. And iron, 22. So the iron levels were extremely low. And the protein to creatinine ratio was 226 at that time. We did have stools for occult blood done, which were negative. She was referred to the local surgery group and had an EGD done that was negative, also colonoscopy and a pill endoscopy done. All of those were negative also. But she does continue to be anemic as well as have very high platelet count. And so she has been referred to a hematologist in Michigan, and that appointment is in May. She also had a very severe headache that caused nausea, vomiting, and visual disturbance since her consultation in October. That took her to the emergency room where testing was done, a CTA of the head and neck, trying to rule out stroke. She did have an MRI of the brain, and it looked like there were some possible changes in the cerebellar area. Yes, this was in October 13th of 2025, and there were some possible acute infarcts in the right cerebellar hemisphere with an abnormal T2 signal. She had no residual effects after the headache resolved, though, and the vomiting stopped. So she was sent to Ann Arbor, University of Michigan Neurology Department. They did further testing and evaluation and stated that they did not believe she had a stroke, but they did start her on aspirin, 81 milligram daily, and told her to continue that indefinitely, and she has done so. She is worried about creatinine level changes. She had a father who was on hemodialysis with end-stage renal failure and then subsequently passed away. And she's worried that that could happen to her. She is also having some very low blood pressure readings for the last month. And the blood pressures are ranging sometimes less than 100, 91 over 60 at times. And then she feels extremely dizzy, very tired, and just worn out, no strength at all. So she stopped amlodipine initially, blood pressure really didn't improve. So next, she stopped the lisinopril. That's 20 milligram a day. And the amlodipine was 5 milligram a day. And she continued the Kerendia, 10 milligram daily. Blood pressures are starting to increase. Generally, the morning pressures are less than 120 over 70. And then they do increase in the afternoon, but never higher than 130 to 140 over 80. And she was not sure if she needs to resume either amlodipine or lisinopril at this time, but she is willing to continue to check blood pressures on a regular basis. Medications include metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day, Farxiga, 10 milligram daily, Lexapro, Crestor. Ozempic is 1 milligram weekly, Kerendia, 10 milligram daily. She takes krill oil daily. She takes a methyl B complex. Aspirin now, 81 milligram a day, is new. Vitamin D daily. Magnesium is 500 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight is 162 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 95. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 140 over 82 today. At home, it was 130 over 80 when she checked it this morning. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, we did ask her to repeat her labs today. After stopping the lisinopril within the last 2 weeks, creatinine has returned to baseline. It's now 0.92. Calcium is 9.9. Sodium, 136. Potassium, still on the high side, 5.0. Previously, it was 5.4. Carbon dioxide, 24. Albumin, 4.3. Phosphorus, 3.5. Hemoglobin, still 9.6. Hematocrit is 33.3, previous level 33.6. Platelets are down to 770,000 from 829,000. Normal white count. Neutrophils slightly elevated at 7.52. Monocytes slightly elevated at 1.0. Immature granulocytes 0.06. And glucose was random glucose 148. Assessment and plan, one, currently she's stage two of chronic kidney disease, but that does fluctuate between stage 3A and stage two. That probably changed because of the holding the lisinopril. And two, hypertension, currently she's slightly higher than goal today in the office. I don't want to resume anything yet. I'd like her to continue Kerendia and continue to check blood pressure for the next week and then call us with the readings. It would probably be best to start the amlodipine instead of lisinopril due to the high potassium levels and the fact that we know the creatinine level will also go up if we even start a low dose of that again. But yes, I think that amlodipine 5 milligram daily might be the next choice instead of the lisinopril due to the hyperkalemia. And three, mild hyperkalemia that has improved with the cessation of lisinopril. We do want her to continue getting lab studies done every 3 months. She will be seeing hematology for the very high platelet count and the chronic anemia that is progressively worse without signs of bleeding anywhere. And iron deficiency type also. She has started oral iron as of today also, and she will continue that until she sees the hematologist. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.